Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Welcome in. A Tuesday edition of the Hoosier Report underway here on the Big X Sports Radio. Glad you're with us. Tuesday's always a fun day on the program. We had a big high school baseball game last night, Hoosier Hills Conference Tournament, going on across Southern Indiana for a lot of the area, 4A teams, and it was a good one. Floyd Central knocks off number one ranked New Albany 3-2 in a first-round game. We had pitch-by-pitch coverage of that game. P.K. Falkenstein, one of our correspondents, was on the road in Seymour last night. He had updates during our broadcast from the Jeffersonville-Seymour game. Jeffersonville came from behind late to win that contest going away, which means Jeff and Floyd Central will play in a Hoosier Hills Conference Baseball Tournament semifinal on Wednesday. We'll be there for the coverage of that game, 6 o'clock, first pitch Wednesday evening. Our coverage begins around 5:55 here on the Big X. Let's take a look at the guest lineup today presented by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Joining us on our Tuesday program, Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star will be with me in segment number two presented by Coffee Crossing. We'll talk Romeo signing with Indiana. It's official now. Langford has signed his letter of intent. Archie Miller with a release yesterday. Comments not only on the new graduate transfer that will play at Indiana next season, but obviously on Romeo Langford as well. We'll give you what he had to say about Romeo here in just a few moments. But Greg Doyle on that and more coming up in segment two. Later in the program, Mike Pegram of Pegs.com joins us to take a look at where things stand for the roster for next season. Really, unless something unknown happens, which could be a transfer, which could be, I guess, an injury, the roster is getting pretty close to being 100%. The big thing hanging out there still is Juwan Morgan, who I think everybody fully expects will return to Indiana for his senior year. But that obviously is something that has not yet been made official and should happen later this month once the deadline arrives for players that did not sign an agent to announce they are returning to take back their college basketball eligibility. So that's the big question mark, but a lot of excitement about the roster for next season for Indiana. A lot of big pieces have been added through the 2018 recruiting class, and of course, also with the graduate transfer coming in. So we'll talk some about the roster for next year with Mike Pegram when he is with us. And then later in the program, Scott Chalk. He's the head coach of the boys Kentucky All-Star team. Also, he's the game director for the Kentucky side of the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star game. He's going to be with us. Ticket sales opened yesterday for the Indiana-Kentucky game at Bellarmine. Ticket sales obviously have been ongoing for the Indiana-Kentucky game up in Indianapolis at Bankers Life, and he'll talk with us not only about how to get tickets for that game if you're still hoping to secure a ticket for the Bellarmine game, he'll also chat with us about his team this season. It's a pretty good Kentucky team, and Coach Chalk, the coach at Lexington Dunbar, trying to not only coach the team this year, but he's the head of the Coaches Association in Kentucky, so he's going to, in future years, kind of be the guy that's in charge of the game from the Kentucky side. So good guy, good coach. He's trying to get the Kentucky side maybe up to the level where Indiana has been at, much more organized and things in recent years. So we'll look forward to our conversation with Coach Chalk a little bit later today in the program, so stay with us for that. That's the guest lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. You can mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison and get $1 off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's take a look at some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. I tell you what, the big deal is the big news of the day is not only Archie Miller talking about Romeo Langford, but also about Evan Fitzner, the graduate transfer that committed to Indiana last Thursday. This is the first opportunity now that the national letter of intent was received, I assume yesterday, I would assume sometime here over the last couple days from New Albany to Bloomington, that Archie can actually comment on Romeo Langford. And obviously, he's hinted at things before, the comment up at Huber's where, you know, he knew where New Albany was at, those sort of things, but he really can't give you what he thinks. And again, these are guarded comments, I'm sure, but here's what Archie had to say about Romeo Langford. He said, quote, "Romeo absolutely fits the profile of who you would want to represent the Indiana University men's basketball program as a person, an athlete, and as a student. He has a team-first mindset and brings great size to a position of need for us and makes the game look effortless. He can score in any situation. He can shoot over defenders and is relentless in attacking the rim. He has great vision and is a willing passer who makes others better. As a defender with a 6 foot 10.5 wingspan, he plays with great poise and discipline. He's not afraid to challenge shots on the perimeter and will only get better as he embraces a strength program that will help him attain his goal of playing at the next level." And again, that's Archie Miller, a paragraph quote in the release yesterday with the Romeo Langford signing now official with the letter of intent on file. So Archie speaking about Romeo for the first time, and I tell you what, obviously when a coach is talking about all of his incoming recruits, it's going to be nothing but positive. And, you know, there's a ton of joy that from I'm sure the coaching staff, we know the fans, that Romeo Langford is now in the fold at IU basketball. But I tell you what, for me, the most interesting line of the statement from Archie Miller is about Romeo embracing a strength program to get to the next level. And I mean, you know, we've seen Cliff Marshall's performances in the off seasons before. We've seen some off season progress already from Al Durham with how his body has changed, and it's just now early to mid May. You know, Romeo will be there in early June and obviously get right into that, I'm sure. So can you imagine Romeo Langford, who's already fit and trim and has a great body for basketball, but taking that to the next level with a diet, nutrition, and a weight program day in and day out as he grows into his college frame. So obviously that's exciting to think about. One other good thing, I did think it was nice that the release mentioned how many Indiana All-Stars that Indiana has had, how many Mr. Basketballs that Indiana has had. We're kind of in a time for the Indiana-Kentucky game, and we've talked about this some on the radio on this show before, but we're kind of at a time where some colleges, and I think about Kyle Guy most recently, was Mr. Basketball, a great player at Lawrence Central, but couldn't play in the game, at least the game in Kentucky, when it used to be the second game in the series, because he had to get to college for the start of their summer school, for the start of their basketball program in the summer. But it's great to see Indiana apparently embrace that. I know that's always been a concern. Whenever Romeo picks his college, you know, will he be able to attend the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Games? Will he be able to participate in that week of activity? So obviously, IU mentions it in their release, and I'm sure that that's a viewpoint of Archie Miller for it to be in there. That's a positive sign, not just for Romeo, but moving forward, because it's a game that matters a lot historically between the two states. It may not always get the attendance in recent years that it did in the past, but I still think it serves a very important part of the framework of high school basketball and kind of a great way to send kids out after their high school career. But nice to see that mention in the release as well. Archie also had some comments on Evan Fitzner, the graduate transfer from St. Mary's. He said, quote, "Evan is an experienced player who will have the ability to help us because he helps our team become older. He is a career 40% plus shooter from three-point range and is someone when we are going to look for to stretch the floor with his range. He's a physical presence who brings much-needed depth to our front court, and his skill set gives us versatility that will be invaluable. The overall experience he gained at a high level he played over the last 3 years will be a tremendous asset to our program. Again, that's Archie Miller talking about both Romeo and Evan Fitzner, now signees of IU basketball. And one other thing, too, if you haven't seen it, there's a video on the Indiana men's basketball Twitter account that I know people are raving about. It's like a video game type remake that it shows Romeo Langford being selected as a player on the game. It's kind of like the menu for the video game, and it goes through Lawrence, Kansas, and Nashville, Tennessee, obviously kind of quiet shots at Vanderbilt and Kansas before selecting Bloomington, Indiana. But pretty cool. Check that out, especially I know the younger people probably understand that and like that a lot better than us that aren't avid video game people anymore. But pretty neat, and that kind of, I think it's just another with the Archie quote on Romeo with the video out that, you know, kind of announces Romeo Langford staying home. Those are just like solid reminders to fans that this did happen. Romeo did choose Indiana after a long recruiting battle and a lot of twists and turns in the recruitment, but obviously making it official by signing the national letter of intent. A couple other headlines to pass along. College basketball talk with a way too early preseason top 25, and interesting to see that Indiana, who really, even since the season ended, had not been mentioned in any preseason basketball talk for next college season, definitely not in any top 25s, was listed at number 27, the five that just missed the poll, one of five schools along with Michigan and Purdue from the Big Ten Conference. As a matter of fact, teams that were just outside of the top 25. But, you know, obviously Romeo and adding a graduate transfer that's has a name in college basketball, helping Indiana kind of gain some notoriety for next season, no question about it. That's a look at the headlines presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Hoopsters is your hometown sports grill with fresh made-to-order food, a great selection of craft brews, and the best sports atmosphere around. Hoopsters has karaoke and a DJ on Friday nights and a live band on Saturday nights. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, where fun happens. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star. Also in the program, Mike Pegram of Pegs.com, Kentucky All-Stars head coach and game director Scott Chalk will be with us, and more coming your way on a Tuesday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Back here on a Tuesday edition of the Hoosier Report, Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star, sports columnist with the Star, with us every Tuesday, presented by Coffee Crossing. Coffee Crossing would like to recommend you try the new breakfast and lunch menu, expanded lunch menus at their sister company, which is 410 Bakery and Cafe in downtown New Albany. Greg, we can finally, after, I guess, months, maybe a year or more, talk about a couple things for sure. Number one, Greg Doyle has had Coffee Crossing up close and personal on your visit to New Albany last Monday for the Romeo signing. That's number one. And number two, and most importantly, we can talk about Romeo Langford as an official signee of Indiana University, which is something that I think a year ago was very much unknown. It's been interesting to follow his recruiting, and I know you've been into it as well. So a couple things that I'm glad to talk about with you today.
Yeah, the first thing is you said Coffee Crossing would like to recommend the 410. I'm thinking I would like to recommend the sugar-free mocha coffee because it's like dark chocolate and sugar-free. It's dreamy. I have dark chocolate M&Ms at night, so you give me some dark chocolate coffee and I'm in heaven. I got the email tonight or today from, or maybe it's last night, whenever it is. I got it today about Romeo was actually signed. It is kind of surreal. It's not only happened, but it's happened to the point that it's so official how you can now say the name is Romeo Langford out loud.
Absolutely. Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, our guest. And I guess I was a little disappointed, not that it's a big deal or anything, but you get a press release from the IU media relations people, a nice paragraph quote from Archie Miller about Romeo. He also, Coach Miller also spoke about the graduate transfer that made it official and signed earlier this week as well. But, you know, normally you get the head coach on the podium, tons of media there. They tell you all about the 2018 class. Because of how late this thing went for Romeo, We didn't have that opportunity to hear up close and personal like you typically might from the head coach. I'm sure that Archie would love to talk more about Romeo and maybe even take some questions about him, given what a big commitment and signing he is for the program. But I guess they already had done the 2018 guys earlier, so no special press conference from that. I was curious to see if they would have a special availability for Archie with these late signings or not.
Yeah, I'm actually not surprised at all, and I would disagree with you, and Lord knows I don't know that I'm right, but I know enough about recruiting to know this, that college coaches, you know, schmooze, romanticize, they pie in the sky, they do everything they can to get the recruit, and then once they get them, now they've got to tone it back and remind you, you're just a kid, I'm the coach. And not that Archie's a bad guy at all, but I'm sure he's relieved to not have to build on the Romeo legend himself. And this is, as we've discussed for a year or more, this is such a unique player situation. First of all, Romeo's never, nothing's going to go to his head. The problem is not Romeo. The problem is what's going to go to IU fans' head. What are the expectations going to be? And I think he's doing his best to, look, this is a normal freshman coming in, and we're going to treat him like a freshman, and let's not act like we just signed LeBron James. We didn't do that.
Great point. Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, presented by Coffee Crossing. Greg is with us Tuesdays here on the program. What are your thoughts on the addition of the graduate transfer? I'm sure that it's not a player you're terribly familiar with as far as on the court, but when you look at 6'10", the length, the three-point shooting percentage he had out at St. Mary, you put him and Langford together in that 2018 grouping of other freshmen coming in, and I tell you what, it's turned out to be a really good class from traditional recruits to a graduate transfer that will join the team for next year.
Well, it's an incredible class, and you know, without Romeo, it's a great class. I like this transfer coming in. I'm confused, and I guess we'll find out someday what happened at St. Mary's. But if you look at his minutes, I mean, he went from starting and playing 23, 24 minutes a game. St. Mary's, right?
Yes.
Okay. You start and play 23, 24 minutes a game as a freshman, started like 35 games, I think. Minutes went down as a sophomore, and then he's playing 15 a game as a junior. So he went from scoring 8 or 9 points a game as a freshman to 5. As a junior, and I just wonder, what does that mean? I mean, it could mean nothing. I don't know, because the coaches didn't change. It's not like, well, a new coach came in and got a different system. No, the same thing got been there forever, Bennett. So I really don't understand that, and I'm not saying that to be negative. I'm just saying there's something there, and I don't know what that something is.
Right.
And so I'm curious. But beyond that, it's a great class now with Romeo. You look at all the pieces. I mean, the only piece they really didn't get is a ready-to-play right now college center, and they don't need that. They got Deron Davis, and Juwan Morgan can play, you know, he can be like that Draymond Green 5. And there, I mean, look, IU's going to be a problem. And I mean for anybody. I don't mean IU's going to be a problem for a couple teams. IU's a problem. They're a major, major problem right now. Archie has done that right now. And by the way, my favorite Archie quote about Romeo Langford is that, you know, he got hired whenever he got hired, late March, and in about June he's at one of these annual functions that the IU coach always goes to at some winery somewhere. You probably know what I'm talking about. And he's fielding questions, and coaches can't, until you've signed the kid like he has now, he can't say the words Romeo Langford out loud. Really can't. I mean, he can say them like privately to reporters, but they can't quote him. Anyway. He gets up on there at the podium or whatever it is, however he's doing his Q&A at the winery, and just on his own, because he's really smart, on his own says, by the way, I do know the direction. I do know how to get to New Albany, Indiana, and which is all you need to say. I mean, what you just told the world is, Romeo Langford, I'm coming for you, and you did that without breaking a rule. It's brilliant.
Absolutely, and, you know, that quote has kind of resurfaced some over the last week. From a couple different people on social media, and it just come up a few times. But how many IU fans that follow the recruiting, you know, diehard, how many media people that follow Romeo's story and where he was at a year ago, really, when Archie Miller said that up at Huber's Winery in Floyd's Knobs is where it was at the IU tailgate type thing, or kick, I forget what they call it, but kickoff thing with a football coach and baseball coach. And, of course, Archie Miller, it's sold out every year. This year will be no different. But How many people at that point when Archie said that, even though they liked it, and it was very smart of him and a way to acknowledge Romeo without breaking any kind of rules, how many people really at that point thought Indiana was a legitimate player for Romeo Langford? I didn't think so. I thought they might be in the mix. They're the in-state school. But with Archie getting the job and taking it on in the first year, it's interesting to hear that quote now or think back about that. Because obviously from that point forward, if not before that point, he has been dead set on Romeo Langford recruiting at a great level with him. And just interesting to think back about that. I agree. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, it doesn't – you know, in hindsight, I guess we can say that, you know, it was realistic. And, I mean, it was a long shot, but realistic. And look what happened. It wasn't realistic. It was not realistic. Sometimes unrealistic things happen, right? I mean, it was not realistic for the Pacers to take the Cavaliers 7 games. I mean, that just wasn't realistic, especially in hindsight, knowing that the Pacers were then going to sweep the number one seed Raptors and blow them out by 35. Like, it's not realistic that the Pacers would do what they did, but they did. So sometimes weird things happen in sports. It was not realistic for Archie Miller to come in here. And it wasn't that Tom Crean had screwed it up. I mean, Tom Crean was in there with Romeo, but now Crean's gone. And Romeo, I mean, given now what I know about Romeo and what I think what most people kind of know, whether they know it personally or just from reading folks like me or listening to you on the radio, we all know that Romeo is not your normal. He's just not normal in the best possible way. He's not some superficial bling kid who's just going to be distracted by the bells and whistles, by something shiny and new. And, oh, I use a shiny new coach. Let me check this out. No, he's about relationships. He wants to know who you are. And he didn't, I mean, I'm guessing Archie had tried to recruit him at Dayton, maybe, but probably not because he knew he had no shot. But anyway, it was not realistic. Given who Romeo Langford is, that was not realistic for Miller in June or whatever that was at the winery to say, I know the way to New Albany, and for anybody to expect within 10 months he'd be signing Romeo on a dotted line. But sometimes weird things happen in sports.
Absolutely. Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, presented by Coffee Crossing. You talk about pieces of the roster, some of the new faces coming in, the graduate transfer, the 2018 recruits, including Romeo Langford. One of the big pieces still hanging out there is Juwan Morgan, and he did not receive an invite to the NBA Combine. I don't think anybody is terribly surprised about that. It's been expected, assumed, that he would return to Indiana. I'm sure he'll go through this process and learn as much as he can, hopefully get some workouts in and experiences through declaring for the draft without an agent. But ultimately, if he returns to Indiana, I think, as we all expect, your mind can't help but wander to Morgan and Langford and Fitzner, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, this IU team could take the best pieces from last year, add a handful of new pieces in, and as you said, it could be a lot of trouble in the Big Ten Conference next season.
Yeah, you know, the Fitzner piece, granted, he's not going to play in the NBA someday. The recruiting class they've got right now has multiple guys that could play in the NBA, and one for sure will. Romeo will for sure, and I have no idea what Demezi Anderson is, and I've got some fantasy against top-level competition, but those are two guys that, you know, will have a shot in some way or form. Fisner won't, but it doesn't matter. He's a stretch four. He's going to stretch the court. And, he's perfect. I mean, he's just a perfect spot guy. But, yeah, about Juwan, I mean, can you imagine? Like, Juwan got everything he got done on the low block without a really, truly great wing. Robert Johnson was very good, but coaches didn't stay up nights sleepless wondering what Robert Johnson's going to do to my team tomorrow when we play IU. I mean, he was good, but he wasn't Romeo. And so Juwan, and my point is, Juwan had all the attention in the world on Juwan. Like, if we can shut that guy down, we're going to win this game. And he's still, his footwork is so good that he can score on the low block despite being 6'7", you know. But he's not turning pro. He's doing, and I don't know this, but, you know, just like a lot of things we know, I know this. He's doing the very smart thing, the brilliant thing. What Vince Edwards has done a couple years now, but certainly Vince Edwards as a junior did it, is that you enter the draft after junior year and find out from the experts. You get free NBA-level advice on your game because your goal is to make money someday. Free, and NCAA allows it. And they tell you what you got to work on. And then you come back, and because you care and because you're a great talent like Juwan is, you're going to bust your ear in and get better at those things so you're ready for the draft in the year, and everybody wins. You win, the NBA, if they get their hands on you in a year, they win. And most of all, frankly, Indiana wins because they get you motivated and working on things you need to work on. And without Archie having to be the bad guy, hey, Juwan, you stink at this. No, the NBA will be the bad guy. No, Juwan, hey, Juwan, you stink at this. and it's just perfect. He's going to come back with a chip on his shoulder, you see.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, always with us Tuesdays, presented by Coffee Crossing. Greg, thanks not only today, but I want to thank you for last week. You were kind enough to join us a couple times for some special coverage we had on the Langford, the Romeo signing, and that's much appreciated. Always good to catch up.
And I saw you up in the Catbird. I didn't realize New Albany's gym had a Catbird seat up there, but or catwalk, whatever it is. You're up there looking down on all of us and spying on me.
Spying on you, you were behind the backdrop.
I was the wizard behind the curtain. Who is the wizard behind the curtain? Oh, that's just Greg Doyle looking around for free food or something.
Greg Doyle, always great. Thank you, and I'll talk with you again next week.
Thanks, Matt. Bye-bye.
Speaking of Romeo Langford, don't forget the tickets will be on sale Wednesday night at 6 o'clock at New Albany High School for the Indiana All-Star versus Indiana Junior All-Star exhibition game. That'll take place Wednesday, June 6th at the Doghouse. It's the last game at New Albany High School for both Romeo Langford and Sean East. Tickets will be $6 for that game. Also on Wednesday, if you didn't get a chance to go out last week and purchase tickets for the game at Bankers Life, the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Game, you can do so Wednesday night as well. They have a $20 package, includes a lower-level ticket, a T-shirt, and a poster as well. So make sure you check that out. I know a lot of people interested in getting out to some of these All-Star Games, and there's an opportunity to secure tickets for the exhibition game as well on June 6th. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with more as a Tuesday edition of the Hoosier Report continues right here on the Big X Sports Radio.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt Daly at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
All right, back here, Tuesday edition of the program, joined by Mike Pegram of Pegs.com. And, Mike, it's been a crazy couple weeks for recruiting, the big Romeo Langford pickup about a week ago, and, of course, two live weekends for the college coaches, including Archie Miller, to be out on the road evaluating prospects. And I just kind of want to take a deep breath from all that for just a moment and recap a couple things in addition to Romeo's decision that have went on, because a lot of opportunities for in-state prospects like Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks to get some looks up close and personal from the IU staff and others. And I tell you what, Keon Brooks has really had a number of scholarship offers come in from some very important schools in the college basketball landscape since the conclusion of the second evaluation weekend last week, I guess a week ago this past weekend. And his recruiting, I don't want to say that it's taking off because he's been a known prospect now on the circuit for a couple of years, but he sure has landed a handful more of scholarship offers from schools outside of the Midwest.
Yeah, the big schools, North Carolina and so forth, have jumped in with Keon. I think they view him as someone that's really more, I mean, a little bit more talented than they were led to believe, and he's also kind of got a label as being fairly open to leaving Indiana or just being open to any school, and will be taking a longer term view of his recruitment. So those schools have gotten wind of that and have watched how well he played in Dallas and north of Indianapolis and Westfield. So yeah, his recruitment has taken to another level, and I do expect him to jump in the rankings a little bit whenever those get updated after the spring.
Mike, I get asked this question a lot. You're probably best versed to give an answer. As far as in-state recruits go in 2019, guys that are going to be seniors next high school basketball season, who would be your choice? Who is the most important player for Indiana to land in-state? Is it Trace Jackson Davis with his NBA pedigree through his father? Is it Keon Brooks, who continues to be very impressive? Or is there much of a difference in which one would commit first, or which one, if you could pick one of the two, would be the most important to keep in-state for Archie Miller?
I would actually lean towards Trace because he's more of a post player, which is a harder prospect to find. I mean, I'm talking about a five-star level talent on that position. Keon's more of a wing forward, more of a score from the outside. Trace is a little bit multidimensional, but more of a post score. And I think that's why, you know, you definitely got to get those guys when they're around. And that's why, you know, even though he might slip behind Keon in the rankings a few spots, that's why I would think that he might be a little bit bigger get, or more important, as I think you're getting to for the program. And so, and I also think with these kind of level guys, I think Trace might be more than a one-year player. Keon might actually end up being a one-and-done, and Trace might be a two- or three-year player. And therefore, you know, that's makes him more of an impact over the long term.
Absolutely. Talking with Mike Pegram of Peaks.com, a little recruiting to begin the segment today. Kind of crazy, Mike, after all the years of tracking Romeo Langford. I mentioned this with Greg Doyle in the last segment, to see him officially committed, to see IU's, you know, social media accounts tweet about him, put out a video about him, see Archie Miller actually be able to speak on him. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, actually, you know, we are at our usual panic because it took a few days since he actually committed for Indiana to acknowledge that they had processed his letter of intent and for Archie to comment. But it was a little bit, I think maybe some of that delay was because they added another player since Romeo committed, and Evan Fitzner, so they wanted to talk both players and want to get all their documents in a row and all the comments together for both guys in one press release. So it added to the angst of her fans, and you know, we all knew it was going to happen. You don't go public like that. So it was, but it was, you know, another stage in the process. And of course, I've heard this from, I was at graduation this weekend. I heard some IU students say, "Oh man, I can't wait for the first time he puts on that uniform and then is introduced." I mean, I heard that from all the seniors going through graduation. It was just crazy what the impact he's going to have and how much they're looking forward to that first time they get to, make some noise on his behalf for IU.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully one of the impacts that the IU students can have with the excitement Romeo tends to bring with him everywhere he's at is filling the student section. I mean, we've talked about that some before. That at times, even though Indiana's got a great fan base, as we can tell just by the number of people that intently track recruiting and those sort of things, but helping fill that student section is something that Romeo can put on his list outside of his basketball duties as task number one.
Yeah, it's, you know, the students don't arrive, you know, on time, but if they're worried about maybe missing out on a good seat for something that, you know, you only usually see in the NBA or that dunk or what have you, that, you know, there'll be more excitement, I think, and that lends itself to students getting there, filling the stands and you know, not being late and having to sit up high for the game. So, you know, I think that'll help get them there. I mean, it's the largest student section in the country, but they just, somebody, you know, they don't always show up on time, cause, especially in the weeknight games with when school gets in the way.
Mike Pegram, Peaks.com, joining us. Mike, we've talked some about the holes in Indiana's roster for next season. What are some of the biggest needs? And this is all assuming that Juwan Morgan is back. But now that Romeo officially in the fold, now that a three-point shooter with some size and length and Fitzner has been added to the roster for next season, you want to kind of reevaluate your early look? I mean, we're getting all these way too early top 25s and thoughts about college basketball for next year. So now that the roster, and again, this is all assuming that Juwan Morgan is back, but now that the roster is a little bit more completed for next season, actually pretty close to being officially completed for next season when the Morgan announcement becomes official, I would think, you know, maybe take another look at the roster and kind of give your thoughts on what could still be some areas concerning to the coaches and concerning for Indiana next season.
Well, I think they answered the shooting question with these two additions in the last week. There's still a little bit of question on ball handling. Devontae Green, is he truly a point guard, and is Robert Fennessy ready to jump into the fray right away? You know, that's a little bit of a concern, but I think Romeo actually will help a little bit with the ball handling. He has a little bit of point guard in him, and therefore can you know, be another option. And if you have a lot of options in ball handling, eventually one of those options is going to be a guy guarding him who's really not going to put a lot of pressure on you. So I think that they've answered some of that, but I, you know, defensive issues are still out there. You know, Deron Davis, is he really ready to guard on the post? You know, he won't have the off season to have worked on his game like he did last year. You know, will he be healthy? You know, that's why they added, added Fitzner. Fitzner, I think, gives them a little bit of a high post option, which I think will be a good fit for Juwan Morgan. Juwan can go inside and then Fitzner can be on the outside to make those, you know, high post kind of passes and be a release point for double teams and knock down the shot as well, you know, as well as Romeo, obviously. So, you know, I think the ball handling and I think the post defense is, you know, something that we have to watch for. But it's a roster, I think, that's got a lot of options now. A lot of guys that can play in multiple positions. Justin Smith really came on, and you had, you know, a lot of young guys that they'll have to develop. But it's something that I think can be a top three or four team in the Big Ten.
Mike Pegram, Pegs.com, with us here on a Tuesday edition of the program. Mike, thanks for the chat. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right, man.
All right, we'll head to a commercial break, be back with more. We're going to talk with Scott Chalk, the head coach of the Boys Kentucky All-Star team, also the director of the Kentucky All-Star, the Kentucky side of the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star game. A chat with him coming up next. We'll talk about how to get tickets for the game at Bellarmine and much more coming your way right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison here on the Big X Sports Radio.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
You know, a basketball hero around here is treated like a god.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
You know, most people would kill to be treated like a god just for a few moments.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Lots and lots of excitement about the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Series that will take place June 8th at Bellarmine across the river at Louisville and June 9th at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. We're joined now by Scott Chalk. He's the head coach and also the game director in the Kentucky All-Star game this year. Coach Chalk, thanks for taking time out to chat with us today.
Matt, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Ticket sales now open and available for purchase for the game at Bellarmine. Obviously, with Romeo Langford, Sean East of New Albany participating in the game, you've got a lot of Southern Indiana folks that want to make the easy trip across the river. But this is a good year for Kentucky as well. I know you guys have assembled not only a good boys but a good girls team as well that look forward to a challenge from Indiana as you do every year.
Oh, yeah. We're excited about it. We think it's going to be great. We've already sold about half of the tickets for the game Friday night already, and we've just opened up sales at 10 o'clock yesterday, so they're selling at a pretty good pace. We do have a couple of good teams this year, we feel like, and, of course, Indiana's got equally as good a team to match this year, without a doubt, with some of the guys you mentioned. Our girls' team in particular, one of the few years we've had in quite some time where every girl on the Kentucky roster is signed with a Division I school to play. So we've got a really strong girls team this year, kind of unusually strong.
Scott Chalk, he's the boys head coach for the Kentucky All-Stars, also the game director for the entire event from the Kentucky side as well. Tell us about Kentucky's Mr. Basketball, some of the key players that will pose a challenge to Indiana this summer.
Okay. Trayvon Faulkner is Mr. Basketball from Mercer County High School. And he's going to Northern Kentucky University, 6'5", wing player, has played the point and also posted up in his high school career quite a bit. So he's done it all, and is a really, really stout player, good offensive player, and a good, really what everybody's calling a two-way player now. He's an excellent defender, one of the best that we've had in a while, and just has great lateral quickness and strength, and he's quite a good player. We're really excited about him. Some of the other guys that we've got that I think will be really exciting for people to see, especially Jalen Johnson from Hopkinsville. He signed with Murray State. He's a 6'3 guard, point guard, can really score. Last year in the junior-senior game against the Kentucky seniors last year, which we had a good team, he had 37 against the senior team. He's a very good player, can really score the ball. Skylar Potter had a great career at Warren Central and led them to the semifinals of the state tournament. Cooper Robb from Scott County, And then we've got a couple of big guys that are very talented, too. Carter Hendrickson, who's signed with North Florida at Lexington Christian Academy, and Mickey Pearson, who's going to St. Louis to play for Travis Ford from John Hardin High School, also had a nice state tournament run.
Scott Chalk, the game director of the Kentucky All-Stars, and we'll be talking regularly with Coach Chalk between now and the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Series. Again, June 8th is the game at Bellarmine, and I want to tell everybody I've had tons of questions about how to get tickets. I'm going to have Coach Chalk tell you exactly how to log on and get tickets here in just a moment, but it's only about a 2,100 or so seat gymnasium. So if you have plans to go or want to make plans to go, now is the time to get online and purchase your tickets. Over half gone, and ticket sales just opened about 24 hours or so ago. Coach Chalk, what is the website? How exactly can a fan that wants to purchase some tickets to the Bellarmine game buy those today?
Well, the easiest way would just be go on our website, and we've got a click that takes you directly to the ticket sales. And our website is www.KentuckyBasketballCoaches.org. And as soon as the page comes up, the first thing it says is tickets, Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Game, and click on that. It takes you right to the Eventbrite page, and then from there it's pretty easy.
Gotcha, and I bought some yesterday. I think that you can keep your ticket on your phone and show it that way. You can also print it off.
Right.
So it's a very easy process once you log on to the website. We'll have you give that again here before we let you go later. But, you know, you, I think, as a coach, and again, I've known you for a long time, and when you were announced as the coach of the team, I told people, you know, Coach Chalk reminds me, not that there's not tons of great basketball coaches that do it the right way in the state of Kentucky, but Coach Chalk reminds me of an Indiana high school basketball coach, the way that you have run your programs over the years and how you've been involved in the state of basketball throughout Kentucky. With that being said, you also know about Romeo Langford. A couple of years ago, the same year New Albany won a state championship, you directed your Lexington-Dunbar team to the Kentucky Sweet 16 and ultimately to the Kentucky State Championship that season as well. So a little history there between you and Jim Shannon and, of course, Romeo Langford, who will wear that number one for the Indiana team.
Sure, yeah. Coach Shannon, terrific coach. You know, I appreciate the kind words you said to me. We have obviously a ton of respect for – we kind of feel like the basketball universe is made up of two states, Indiana and Kentucky. That's the kind of the way I've always felt about it. It's really, really pretty much where it's at as far as people that take the coaching of high school basketball very seriously and running programs and the kind of development of the kids and how important it is. So we're excited about that. Coach Shannon's done a terrific job. We had a great battle with him a couple years ago, and so we're a little bit familiar with, you know, his style and what he likes to do. And of course, both those guys were on the team at that time. So we know a little bit about him, and we've obviously done a lot of research on this terrific team they have this year. They've got a lot of great players. The Hunter kid in particular really sticks out to me. I think he's going to be a great player at Purdue. I really like the way he plays. And so we think it's going to be a terrific contest. We've got some exciting players to go against them, and I think it'll be really exciting.
Coach Chalk, I know the Kentucky All-Stars, the Indiana-Kentucky series, obviously means a lot to you as a guy that's been involved in the state of Kentucky, not just coaching your program, but in the Coaches Association and other activities. So Romeo can bring, I think, a shot of influence to this game. A sellout crowd will definitely happen at Bellarmine, which is why you're on today to remind people, get your tickets now if you're going to go. But for a series that means so much historically, it's really cool to see a lot more interest as we sit here in early May about the game than I can ever remember. And it's my hope, just as I said this throughout Romeo's career, as we saw sellout crowds and high school basketball be kind of come to the forefront again here in Southern Indiana, it's my hope that people see the reasonable ticket prices, the great talent each and every year that play for the Kentucky and Indiana teams, and make it a yearly thing to do in the summer. Go see Indiana against Kentucky, no matter what side you're on. So I know this year's game is going to be action-packed with lots of talent. You talked about the great Kentucky girls team as well. That's very impressive to have that many college signees on one team. But I know you have a vision for the future as you'll be taking over this year, not only as the coach for 1 year, but in the future the game director. And maybe this can be the year that propels this thing with your leadership in Kentucky. Charlie Hall, of course, continuing to lead things in Indiana. I don't want to ever say it's a series that didn't matter, but back to a series that's a little more meaningful than maybe what it has been.
Right. Well, I think you're exactly right. Charlie and I have a good relationship, and we've worked together on this the last 2 years. Really, last year it started, and it helped that we were able to win one of the games last year and really be very competitive in the other game. And I think that was a starting point. But I do think some changes had to be made, and we've made some of those changes, and I think you're going to see the thing get back to being at least relevant again, to where there's a decent crowd there at both games and people can take an interest. And I totally agree with you on the ticket prices and the idea that high school basketball is something to really be valued right now. This is the way things are going at the college level. You're seeing more and more trickle towards an NBA style of play, towards an NBA mentality, a pay-to-play mentality, and high school basketball, it really is one of the last things you can see that really has real basketball at its basis, you know, where people are trying to learn how to play the game the right way. The team is more important than the individual. The coaches really try to mold kids and really work with kids, and you get to see that improvement because you have them for all 4 years. So, I mean, there's no doubt about high school basketball. I think there's a chance that high school basketball can become more popular than it ever has been over the next 10 to 20 years with the change going on at the college level and moving more towards that NBA mentality.
Scott Chalk, head coach of the Boys Kentucky All-Star team for this year, also game director for the Kentucky side of the game. One more time before we let you go, and again, we'll have you back a few times to continue to promote the game. We'll get more into the Kentucky roster and the matchup itself, but before we let you go, one more time, log on to the website to buy tickets. Give that address one more time.
Right, KentuckyBasketballCoaches.org, and the first thing you'll see right there will be the information about getting tickets, and just clicking on that takes you right to the Eventbrite page.
Great. Get your tickets now. It will definitely be a sellout at Bellarmine, no question about it. Coach Chalk, thanks for the chat. We'll catch up with you again here in a couple weeks as we get a little closer to the game, but looking forward to a weekend of basketball in the middle of the summer. Always nice.
That's right. Matt, thanks again for having me on.
Absolutely. Scott Chalk, game director for the Kentucky All-Stars. He will also coach the Kentucky All-Stars boys team this year. Great coach in Kentucky high school basketball. He will get the Kentucky side rolling again and keep this series going. So I look forward to seeing him again this summer. We'll wrap things up today. Thanks for being with us. We do this every day at 11 o'clock. Complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective. Don't forget you can podcast all of our shows if you miss one. SoundCloud.com/Hoosier Report. Again, SoundCloud.com/Hoosier Report. We're also available on Apple Podcast as well. We'll be back on Wednesday at 11 o'clock. Catch us there for, again, IU Talk. A lot of recruiting stuff going on right now. Until then, Matt Dennison saying, have a great day, Southern Indiana.